Our scripture for today comes from the Gospel of Matthew in the 18th chapter, reading verses 15 through 20. Hear the word of the Lord. If any member of the church sins against you, go and point out the fault when the two of you are alone. If the member listens to you, you have regained him. But if you are not listened to, take one or two others along with you, so that every word may be confirmed by the evidence of two or three witnesses. If the member refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if the offender refuses to listen, even to the church, let such a one be to you as a Gentile and a tax collector. Truly I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, truly I tell you, if two of you agree on earth about anything that you ask, it will be done for you by the Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there among them. May God bless this reading, hearing, and our understanding of this, his holy word. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, open our minds, our hearts, our very beings up. And may all that is said, heard, and understood this day be pleasing to you. In Christ's name, amen. So, when you have an issue or a problem with someone, what do you do? What's that? Talk about it in the parking lot. With who? Oh. No, Ben. No. If you have an issue with someone, you mumble and you gripe and you talk to other people. I can't believe that Ben did that. It's just awful. So our scripture today is actually focused on having an issue with someone within the church community. But what Jesus says here is very relevant to our everyday lives. Now, we can all agree that we all have grumbled and held grudges and spoke to other people. You know, I just can't believe that Jeff would actually go and do this. He's the chair of the board. Why is he doing this? It's wrong, blah, blah, blah. You just go on and you talk to people. And your animosity just starts ramping up. And perhaps the people that you're talking to get a certain impression of whoever it is that you are talking about. What Jesus says in our scripture today, and again, he's talking about members of the church, but this holds for everyone, that if you have an issue with someone, if they've done something or said something or haven't done something, you need to go and you need to talk to them privately. Pastor Tim, no, I can't do that. I can't. I don't like confrontation. I don't think that I'm not going to say the right words. Colonel Sherman T. Potter is horse hockey. Sorry. Well, they're young enough. They won't That doesn't matter. And this is a problem widespread, where we don't want to talk to people that we are having an issue with because we are afraid that they are going to hate us. We are afraid that we won't say the right words. We're afraid of offending. Which is a little bit valid. You know, we're all insecure and whatnot. But what we are called to do is to go to that person very nicely, saying, I've got something that I need to talk to you about, and then just say it. If there's a misunderstanding, that's fine. You can clear that up with the person. If I've got a problem, and I'm sorry, Jeff, I'm picking on you today. If I got a problem with Jeff, I don't go up to him and say, Jeff, you ain't no good. You never been no good. Why did you do this? What's that going to do? Jeff's going to be defensive. And we're not going to make any progress on whatever that issue is. Now, next, Jesus talks about, you know, if you come to an agreement, great. You have retained that person as a brother or sister. But then he goes on that if the person doesn't listen, take a couple people and go and talk to them so that there is a witness of what is said, and also you've got a little bit of backup to try to make the person understand what the issue is, why it is a problem, and hopefully to negotiate a peace, so to speak. Now, the next thing, we're starting to get serious. And I don't necessarily think that Jesus is calling people to kick anybody out of the church. I think what he is trying to emphasize here is the importance of going and talking to the person. Because what Jesus says is if the group doesn't, if you can't get anywhere with the group, you take it to the church. If you don't get anywhere with the church, you treat that person as a Pharisee and a tax collector. And as we all know, here's snakes, here's tax collectors. They were despised. They were thought to be traitors to their people. So it's important to not let things linger. If we go back to the Old Testament, it talks about if you're going to give your sacrifice, if you are having an issue with someone, you need to go and you need to settle that before you can take and give your offering, your sacrifice, your atonement for whatever you are atoning for. God doesn't like conflict. God doesn't like when things sit and they fester and things and your soul starts to rot. Jesus wants us to be honest with ourselves, with him, with our friends, with our family, with our congregations, our neighbors, whoever. We're called to simply talk to them. It doesn't take fancy words or anything. Like I said, you just spit it out, and if you need to clear up anything, that's fine until there's an understanding and there is some sort of way forward to get past it. Now, it doesn't talk about this in our scripture today, but there is a flip side to this. There's going to be times in our lives where people come to us and say, I got to talk to you about something that's been gnawing at me. Something that I don't think right. Could be something big. Could be something small. I've had members of this congregation call me up on the phone and say, I really need to talk to you about a certain situation, you know, something that I see in the church. And they've always been hesitant. But they've said their piece. We've talked it through. And things have been done to get past whatever it is. So we have to be open when someone comes and talks to us and not get offended. Hopefully they're coming and, you know, they're kind of calm, but if they come and they are a little bit agitated, then is not the time for me to throw that shield up, to not listen. We need to look past the emotion to see, what is this person saying to me? It could be that there was just a misunderstanding. And you give your side of it, you get understanding and you get resolution. Or it could be something that you're not realizing that you're actually doing that is causing a problem. And even if you're presented with something like this and you don't really think that what you're doing is an issue, you still need to not just dismiss it, but to give it consideration and see if maybe you can change something that will alleviate whatever it is going on. God and Jesus are big proponents of having conversations. If you look in the Old Testament, there's a lot of conversations between God and Adam and Eve and Moses and Noah and all of the prophets. If you look at the New Testament, what did Jesus do? Yeah, he moved around a lot, but he basically went from one conversation to another. And even when someone would not quite understand, he wouldn't just say, you know what, I said it, just do what I tell you. He explained things, came to an understanding. You know, I've said this before, but, you know, if you read after Jesus has given parables, his disciples said, Master, what were you really talking about? And I've said, I can see Jesus sighing and rolling his eyes and saying, oh, what a bunch of people I picked. But he didn't chastise them usually. he chastised Peter because Peter went off the rails about how Jesus would never be crucified. But he talked to people. He made sure that his disciples understood, because he knew that the disciples were going to be the one to carry on. So tough as it may be, we need to practice straight talk with people. If you've got an issue with someone, go and resolve it. If it is a big issue, you may need to take a little backup, but nicely nicely bring the issue up with the person or persons and work towards some sort of resolution. Wouldn't the world be just a little bit nicer if we all did that? Amen.